This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Chris O'Brien's on special assignment, but he should return to us with After the Paracast, our supplementary show, which is part of the Paracast Plus. By the way, if you haven't joined, please check plus.theparacast.com to learn all the details. So today, we have James Clarkson, who formerly was the Washington State Director of MUFON. Our guest co-host is J. Randall Murphy. Now, before we get into James' background as a UFO investigator and his direct confrontation with what might be called the MUFON follies, let me just get a few things out of the way. First thing, I've mentioned here that we've asked Jan Harzan, the Executive Director of MUFON, to come on the Paracast to talk about the various questions that have arisen about the organization. He has had different reasons for saying no the first time he needed to prepare for the conference. We're going to ask James about that conference in a little while. And the second thing is now they apparently have to vacate their offices because the building has been sold, and they have to vacate those offices in 3 weeks. So this month is out, and hopefully he'll be available in September. Unless there's another reason, but we'll give him the benefit of the doubt here. Let's continue. James, before you ever became associated with MUFON, you started life as a law enforcement officer. Can you give us a brief look at the background?
Well, I'm a child of the 50s era. I adored the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still. If I had to attribute my perspective on everything to one person, I guess it's all Rod Serling's fault with the Twilight Zone. Meanwhile, as I got older, I gradually gravitated to the idea that I wanted to be a policeman. And so I guess looking back on those two career paths, I managed to do both of them. I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. I eventually enlisted in the Army as the Vietnam era was closing down. I became a military policeman, then a plainclothes military policeman. I spent most of my tour of duty. When I got out, I went into law enforcement in Washington State. I ended up being hired by the city of Aberdeen on the coast of Washington. I was a career police officer in Aberdeen, Washington for 20 years as a sergeant. During that time, I wore numerous hats. I supervised a fatal accident team, the investigation section, field training officers, patrol shifts, etc. An injury took me out of that. I ended up being a child abuse detective for 2 years. We moved to where we are now in Olympia, Washington, and I spent the next 10 years working for the state government as a fraud investigator in the Professional License Department of Licensing. Meanwhile, ever since I was very young, I've always been interested in UFOs. And it wasn't until 1987 that I took action on that, which is when I called the phone number for the National UFO Reporting Center in Seattle, Washington. It was answered by a man named Robert Gribble, who was a retired Seattle firefighter. And I told him, I said, I don't want to report a UFO. I want to know how I can get involved. And he said, have you ever heard of MUFON? And as a result, I ended up joining MUFON. And I have been continuously a member of MUFON from 1987 until very recently, with the exception of a of 2011 when I was out of MUFON for 1 year.
So now we begin to get involved in dealing with the so-called MUFON Follies. So let's get some more information going here, folks. Let me ask you then, why were you out of MUFON for a year?
Well, back in 2011, there was a lady named Marie Malzahn, and that sort of fits into the current situation because Marie Malzahn was a bit of a mystery. She had never been a member of a state MUFON organization that I know of. I did find out her backstory, that she had made a major cash contribution to MUFON, so she would have been the 2011 equivalent of a member of the inner circle, and she was appointed as director of investigations, which is a very important position in MUFON. And to make a long story short, I was trying to help one of my investigators get onto the case management system, and she basically became very angry with me and started saying, "You either do what I tell you or else." And I reminded her that this was a volunteer organization, so it went downhill from there, and I quit. To make a long story short, that was it for about a year for me in MUFON.
So why did you come back?
Well, that was sort of funny because about a year or so later, my wife had been a member of MUFON and a qualified as a field investigator, and she quit the same time I did, not too surprisingly. And all at once, she started getting advertising about a year later saying, would you like to rejoin MUFON? And so I wrote back in kind of tongue-in-cheek and said, you know, that's kind of like trying to persuade Maid Marian to leave Sherwood Forest and come join the Sheriff of Nottingham. And Dave McDonald, bless his heart, was the director then, and he thought that was funny also. And he reached out to me, and we had a very good conversation. And he made the comment there. 2011 was what I affectionately refer to as the year of the purges. There were several state directors who were kicked out. There were several state directors who quit. And when I quit MUFON, I had no idea that all this was going on all around me, and I didn't even know it until after I left. It was a very strange time in MUFON's history. But Dave McDonald was put back in there, and he told me when he came back in, he said that MUFON very nearly went financially under at the end of that year. It was a very dark time. And he said there weren't very many people who had left MUFON that he wanted to invite back, but he said, you are one of them that I would invite back. So on that basis, I accepted. I came back. I worked for a few months on, double secret extended probation, and very quickly I was back as the state director of Washington, which is where I have been up until recently.
Okay, we're going to get into more of the backstory, why he came back and then found reason to leave again, but this time it looks like it's going to be permanent. We've got James Clarkson, longtime UFO investigator, background as a law enforcement officer for the military and civilian life. A reminder that we have a second radio show called After the Paracast. The only way for you to get it is to subscribe to the Paracast Plus. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com. Subscriptions start at just $1.49 a week. You also get the commercial-free version of this show with better quality audio. We've got video stuff there and other goodies. Prices start at $1.49 a week. For long-term subscriptions, you get free books. And one more thing. On this weekend's episode of After the Paracast, we'll feature Robert Powell, and Robert will explain why he left MUFON and also give you some surprising insights into his research. Going to be one of the best episodes of After the Paracast yet. You won't want to miss it. Only for subscribers of the Paracast Plus. We got more to come. with James and Randall and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. Probably will be back for this week's After the Paracast. J. Randall Murphy joins us. We're talking to James Clarkson. By the way, a listener asked what might be a silly question or not. You at all related to Kelly Clarkson?
Interesting question. The answer is no, not to my knowledge.
Okay. There you go. I mean, there are also Gene Steinbergs out there that are not me. Okay? They are out there. And I don't know if they feel better or worse for us to have the same name as I do. Just to let you know about that. There are others. All right. So you rejoined MUFON after this year hiatus. David McDonald convinced you to come back. Now, obviously something began to sour the relationship. When did it start to go bad for you?
Well, I'd have to trace that back to, I would say, the 2013 MUFON Symposium, which ironically is in exactly the same location and venue as this year's, which was, I believe, the Hyatt Regency. It's a resort casino hotel in Sutherland, Nevada, right outside of Las Vegas. And I attended that event, and we had our state directors meeting, and it was all about the fact that Dave McDonald was leaving and that Jan Harzan was going to be the new director. And I knew nothing about Jan Harzan, no background with him at all. And I accepted that. A lot of the things that the MUFON board does are very mysterious, especially if you're not one of the, I guess there are a few state directors who are always in the know, and I suspect that the inner circle knows what's going on, but the average state director probably doesn't. The MUFON board is kind of like a mysterious black box because they appoint their own. People say, we ought to reform MUFON, we ought to do this, we ought to do that. Well, that's all well and good, except that the way MUFON is structured, they're under no obligation to listen to anybody because they're self-appointing and self-perpetuating. So Jan Harzan is the new director, and that goes along pretty well until all at once we find out that he wants to, you know, his background is being a businessman. So he wants to rebrand MUFON. So I go with that. I'm willing to roll with that. But we get this survey, and the part that was interesting for me, there are basically two kinds of MUFON state directorships. There are the haves and the have-nots. There are some states that have very robust, developed organizations. They have a large number of people. They have people in all the correct positions. They have regular meetings. They even do their own mini symposiums. They collect money. They have dues. Many of them are incorporated. There are also quite a number of state directorships that are not, and they are struggling just to get by. I inherited my directorship from a charming couple who unfortunately were becoming quite elderly. And in fact, Larry Childs, he just passed away about a week ago at 94 years of age. So when they got too old to run the MUFON in Washington State, they asked me if I would take it over. I was working full-time. Many of the people in MUFON have full-time jobs, so whatever you do, it's on the side, and you balance that against work and family and all of that. I never was quite able to get the organization going. I had meetings in Olympia. If I collected money from donations, it was maybe enough to pay to rent the room. I never managed to get to the level of these larger organizations. Well, the business consultants, they interviewed three of the haves and three of the have-nots. So I was one of the people who got the in-depth interview. And what bothered me was they didn't ask about problems I was having recruiting. They didn't ask about difficulties with the case management system or being asked to do lengthy forms on every case, no matter how marginal it might be. And bear in mind that every one of those cases takes time. They wanted to know, have you incorporated? How much money do you bring in? And how much can you donate to headquarters? I guess looking back on it, that was the first warning sign. Then we go forward, and I noticed that the types of speakers that were being selected for the symposium were becoming, I guess I should just say it straight out, less rooted in reality, more speculative. You know, that, of course, is probably the major debate in the entire field of ufology. And that's something that I guess every researcher has to deal with is, you know, what are you willing to accept as true? Because to the best of my knowledge, I don't think any of us can summon up a UFO and have it appear right outside the window or bring in an alien and have him to dinner and interview him. You know, and until we can do that, we are inevitably accepting a lot of things on faith. It may be based on a reasonable conclusion drawn from a series of facts, but when all is said and done, we don't really, you know, have definitive proof one way or the other.
Well, I look at it this way. Certainly we can't invite Doctor Who to dinner, except perhaps the actor or now actress who plays him or her.
There you go.
Right. We can invite that person to dinner. And then again, if E.T. wanted to come to dinner, would they even like what we give them? You know, do they want pizza and pot stickers? You know, aliens, I thought aliens want pizza and pot stickers. That's what Supergirl likes. But seriously speaking, that is wacky. And we used to go back in history, we really used to have a really strong line of demarcation here between serious ufology and the cracked side of the saucer. Did you raise your concern seeing this type of lecturer come to the symposium?
Yes, to the extent that it's possible, but they don't exactly solicit your opinions. I know that other directors had spoken up and said, you know, that they wanted to protest the selection and all of that, but it didn't seem to make any difference. When the state directors are upset about something, it really doesn't have much of an effect on anything. MUFON is not an organization that responds to what people on the bottom want.
Well, that is very unfortunate. There's no place where you can just ask the board or Jan Harzan directly for some feedback on something?
You can do that. You can make an inquiry. But part of the problem is the MUFON Symposium occurs once a year. I believe this year they may have had a lengthier state directors meeting. But in the past, state directors meetings, the one opportunity where you could be with your cohorts, unless you saw them during the breaks at the symposium, the actual formal meeting was 1 hour.
Hey, let's break it here. Talk more about the MUFON Follies with James Clarkson and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
J. Randall Murphy back as guest co-host. Chris O'Brien should be back in time for this weekend's After the Paracast. James Clarkson, the former state director of MUFON, Washington State, now talking about the kind of lack of interaction between state directors and the organization. So continue, please.
The only way that you would really know what was going on would be occasionally, of course, you have to consult with state directors or investigators in other states, and inevitably you talk about your concerns and how's it going and, how do you see the world. But you don't really have direct contact, so you don't really know. Frequently you hear about, well, so-and-so quit or so-and-so retired or, something is going on, but it's always way after the fact, and it's accidental discovery, not a dissemination of organizational news that would be useful to everybody, or at least of concern to everybody, and something that would promote more unity.
Well, what about the journal then? Is that just sort of a kind of a facade for all of this? That, the guys at the top sort of pay their buddies with the printing presses to produce? Or how does that work then?
Well, the journal has basically been a good thing, and I have to say that over time, it has gotten better. The journal is basically to inform subscribers about various UFO cases. It's, if you can say such a thing, it's pretty much nuts and bolts ufology, in keeping with the type of mission that I felt was MUFON's greatest strength. I viewed MUFON as kind of the steady old ship of ufology, something that would always be basically on course and would be pretty solid. In other words, it wouldn't be advocating the most radical or strange theories, and it would always be there as as a responsible agency where reasonable investigative protocols were followed, where people would try to investigate with integrity and not just go for sensationalism. But I truly believe that's like believing in the dinosaurs right now. I mean, it's gone. It just isn't here anymore.
What bothered me very much, James, is when I had Jan Harzan here the last time. And he's been a presentable guest. He's a good salesperson. And I guess a lot of this is about marketing a product rather than trying to do investigations, which I think pretty much answers all the concerns here in many respects. So I talked to him about the limitations I felt in the way that MUFON structured its questionnaires. And I said, I think you need to focus very much on not just the event, but the witness. Learn more about them, about their background. Have they had previous UFO experiences? What about other paranormal experiences? What about their family, close friends? There's a lot of information there that gives us a better understanding of the witness. And that could be, as far as I'm concerned, and certainly a position we've taken, and I'd like to hear yours, a very significant point. And he says, well, certainly if they volunteer that information, then, of course, we'll include it, but they're not going to make an effort to ask. But then he also admitted on the show that he was rooting for ETH, extraterrestrial hypothesis. So the question I have here is, how can you have a scientific research organization if you prejudge your conclusion?
Well, number one, you can't. I mean, I don't know how else to answer that question. Number two, to kind of back up for a moment, I think that Jan Harzan is a very nice man. I'm not trying to paint him as a villain. The problem I have is that I want some honesty. You can't call yourself a scientific investigative organization if you're not going to do scientific investigations, or at least do what I would call a good, solid police investigation, where you try to rule out the people that don't make any sense or have no credibility. But we're not doing that anymore, and we've abandoned that. And I guess the crux of everything for me with MUFON is that Jan Harzan, as a good businessman, may be what MUFON has to have to survive. But that may be a sad commentary on the nature of ufology and also on big organizations in general, because, you know, people are not joining things the way they used to. It's very hard to get people to come to meetings or, you know, support their local MUFON group, or everybody struggles. Everybody who's in MUFON or organizations like that, trying to take care of volunteers really is like herding cats. Trying to supervise people who are volunteering to be investigators is extremely difficult. You mentioned the idea of wanting to get that in-depth background investigation of your witness. I totally agree with that, but here's the problem. In order to get more people involved, they want to sell more memberships. They want people to become field investigators, buy the field investigators manual, take the test, become certified. Once you do that, you have to give them something to do. The something to do is what those of us in the field call LITs, lights in the sky cases. And if you drown in those cases, which most state directorships do, and you spend all of your time wading through, I saw a light in the sky that made a right angle turn that was at an indeterminate distance from the witness. If you're required to do a big long form to investigate that, who's paying attention to the really important cases where you really want that in-depth witness interview, which I totally agree with you. That's the way you get a deeper understanding, is to understand how this event has affected the witness. When I look back on my 30 years of doing this, the cases that stand out to me are the cases where I've really gotten to know the witness, and I've really gotten a feel for what their experience did to them, as much as, you know, an interviewer can know getting to know a stranger.
isn't it also true as a law enforcement officer, when you're investigating a case, the more you know about the witness, the more you can evaluate the credibility. And certainly if someone is a suspect or a potential suspect, that way, by understanding their background, you can see where you might find evidence, right?
Precisely. And you also are providing an insurance policy for your prosecutor, because the one thing you learn frequently as a detective when you are really working for the prosecutor is that a good prosecutor never wants to be surprised. They don't want to find out at the 11th hour that there is something really wrong with their key witness. That will get a prosecutor more upset more quickly than just about anything I can think of.
Well, we've all watched Law and Order and any one of these TV procedurals, so you can kind of see, because they, you know, in a very rough way, sometimes approximate reality. So they have to look for the things that might cause a problem later on and then
exactly
how to deal with them. I think what we're coming up with here is that MUFON has changed from an investigative organization to an entertainment company. This is all about entertainment. UFOs are about entertainment. That explains, for example, the flaws in Hangar One, the TV show. It's all about entertainment. There's a superficial resemblance between the cases you see there and possibly the real cases. But it's like ripped from the headlines on Law & Order, SVU. It's basically a docudrama now where they take the core event and they exaggerate. Now, when you have a show like this forthcoming Blue Book or something that's being produced by Robert Zemeckis as producer of the show, and they use Dr. J. Allen Hynek as the lead character, it's a sci-fi show. Even though it's based on reality, you don't look at that thing and say, hey, this is what really happened. We've got more to come, and we hope that you'll like what we do and that you'll be entertained, but the show is about information. James Clarkson joins us with J. Randall Murphy. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So let's continue here with the souring of your relationship with MUFON. What other factors kind of really stuck in the craw there?
I guess part of it was that along the way, I got asked to be on the special assignments team. I'm not quite sure how that got germinated. I do know that Chase Kletsky, she felt she was forced out of MUFON about the same time that I was having trouble beforehand. And I don't quite remember when she came back, but she was made director of this new organization called the Special Assignments Team. And that was kind of fun in the beginning. We had a special website forum with high security, and the people who were involved in it, it was like a forum where a select group of people could get together and bounce ideas off of each other. It was sort of like what I admired in that group, the Blue Blurry Lines, the people who took down the Roswell Slides debacle.
Right, the Roswell Slides study group.
Yes, they were wonderful. As a former detective sergeant, I loved those guys. I liked a lot of the way the SAT team operated. Everybody was an equal. They jumped in. People were trying to solve problems, verify information, or prove that information was bad. I mean, it was great. We were trying to do our jobs. We were basically working through Jan Harzan's inbox. People who contact the organization... This is not meant to be critical of MUFON. I think it's inevitable. You have people who will only talk to the boss. What they have is so secret and so sensitive and so earth-shattering that they can only talk to Jan Harzan. They can't make a regular report. They can't talk to a state director or a field investigator. They have to talk to Jan Harzan.
Well, Blue Blurry Lines, yeah, that's Kurt Collins, and he's a regular contributor here on the Paracast, and very accessible, really good guest. He's been on the show as a guest host along with myself in the past. Yeah, for sure, gotta agree with you there.
And in fact, ironically, that whole group of people and Greg Bishop were sitting across from me in Pepper's Restaurant in Roswell, New Mexico, during the recent festival. And I had kind of an epiphany while I was sitting there, and I guess that's sort of the end of this tale. But to continue where we were, I just felt like I was on the SAT team, that the better job we did, the less popular we were with Jan Harzan, because let's face it, most of the cases that we tried to unravel turned out to be founded in almost nothing. When you really looked at it, I investigated the guy who claimed that he knew where the school was where they trained the Men in Black.
Right. I understand that Will Smith went to it.
Yes, yes. And
Tommy Lee Jones.
He was the instructor. With Rip Torn, of course. Remember Rip Torn?
Oh, yeah.
Elmore Rip Torn. I think he's a cousin of Sissy Spacek. And she was there, too, playing... Forget it.
I think we're going far afield. But,
it sounds like it's wacky, but go ahead.
It was a wacky case, and I don't want to go into the whole thing, but it turned out, bottom line, was that the guy, he was so secretive, he wouldn't tell us where he was, he would only talk by phone, he was supposedly dying of cancer and all of this stuff, but in the bottom line was, it was all a hoax. And he made the whole thing up, and I proved it. And then the guy didn't want to talk anymore. Surprise, surprise. The one that tore it for me was Paola Harris's UFO crash retrieval case from 1945, where we have a very nice elderly gentleman who has a piece of a windmill that he claims that when he was a small boy, he stole from the inside of a crashed flying saucer in 1945 in New Mexico. This has been identified by everybody as a pump part. The metal has been analyzed, I believe, more than once. It's terrestrial aluminum alloy. Frank Kimbler, who is a tremendous researcher, he is a true scientist. He was involved in this investigation with Paola Harris. It didn't matter what evidence anybody came up with that undermined this case. Paola Harris always had a reason why it couldn't be true. Jan Harzan was invited out there for a big photo op. So was Chase Kletsky. Supposedly, the U.S. government had planted noxious weeds on the site in order to keep the UFO researchers away. One of the weeds turned out to be gypsum weed, which is extremely common and grows all over the Southwest. But supposedly one of the researchers had to wear this full body suit, which of course looks really cool on camera. And then when you go on to Paola Harris's video about the very same case that's on YouTube, you find her and everybody else walking through the same weeds that they're complaining about, you know, and it goes on from there. I wrote all of this up in the report. Frank Kimbler gave me all of the scientific evidence to show that there was no basis for believing in this crash retrieval case. I turn in my report. I get a call from Jan Harzan. He doesn't want to talk about my report. He doesn't want to talk about any of the data. He wants to know if I have a personal issue with Paola Harris. I don't have a personal issue with her. I've never met the lady. I'm sure she's a nice lady. I just don't believe in the evidence that she has presented. And there are many very solid reasons why I don't.
Let me tell you very quickly here. She was on the Paracast, Paola Harris, and I've heard her name referred to both ways. So we call her Paula. You can call her what you want. And she had said at one particular event that Billy Meyer, we all know Billy Meyer, wacky contactee, is, quote, the real deal. And we ragged on her for that, saying, you believe Billy Meyer. And she denied it, but she said this at some kind of public meeting. I met her, and she seemed like a nice enough person. I met her actually a couple of times at the International UFO Conference in Fountain Hills, Arizona. But I don't take her seriously. He's one of these wacky people. And I see your point there. You're taking someone like that that's might be a lovely person to sit down, have a coffee with, or share a pizza or something. But you don't take her seriously as a UFO investigator because she's pushing wacky things that make no sense. Now, I want to ask you one more thing before we get any further. Was this it for you or any other factors?
Well, I needed to give you the punchline.
Okay, punch me.
The punchline was, after I have this conversation with Jan Harzan after I've written a detailed report, after I've submitted all of the data that Frank Kimbler submitted to Jan Harzan via the special assignments team, what do? Paola Harris appears as one of the lead speakers at the very next symposium. I believe that was the 2016 MUFON symposium, and she gets an award for investigative excellence. Whoa. I fell out of my chair. I felt insulted. Like, why do I bother? Why do I bother to investigate something for an organization when basically the chief of police, where I'm a detective, doesn't believe anything that I write down? It began to seem very pointless to me and very shallow. And that sort of sets the stage. Meanwhile, I have my friend Chase Kletsky saying, don't quit, stay a little longer, it'll get better. And that kind of brings us to this year, which of course has done nothing but get stranger still.
I guess we can change this show to The Strange Case of MUFON. Starting out in 1969 as kind of a splinter group from APRO, as the Midwest UFO Network, and then just a few years later, they realized we're going to be national, let's make it Mutual UFO Network. So I go back a long time. I remember when this organization was started with Walt Andrus and John Schussler. It was a very staid, conservative sort of organization. It's been that way for many years. The newsletter to me looked like the Rotary Club, to put this in perspective. And now it's, I don't know what kind of club we call it, the Wacky Club. We've got more to come with James Clarkson and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.